sixth chapter of the book of Revelation this morning. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and reread. So in verse number one, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon, and to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." I'm just going to stop there long enough to say that whenever you see in the Bible the word great, it signifies something extra. It's something special. And you need to recognize that as you read, okay? And then he said, "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked," and this is where we stopped. I believe it was, a few weeks ago. "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth." You notice there he says that to kill with a sword, and to kill with hunger, and he said, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. Those are four things he gives us there as part of the killing that's going to go on. "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar and the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held." And this here was the fifth seal. And he said, "I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?'" So they're asking the question here. "And they cried in a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?' And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." And then he said, "I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood." When the sun doesn't shine for a little while, then the moon turns to a redness. And so that's what we have here. "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. Sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And I said, said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now, we're getting ready to get into the seventh chapter, but I wanted to finish reading the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation and show forth there the angels that was blowing the trumpets, turning the seals so that men could see them and hear them and see what they were. And then at the end of sixth chapter, he said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? He asked that at the end of the sixth chapter, and then he gets ready to go into the seventh chapter. Okay, I kind of done that because it had been a good time since we had went over this, and so anyway, you now kind of have that. Now, in chapter 7, we're going to go down through it and see what it is that we saw. I'll read for a little while and I'll talk for a little while. We're going to look at chapter 1 in chapter 7, verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. The angels was holding back the four corners of the earth, not allowing the wind to blow. And then you'll notice, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he said, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Okay, so now he's calling to them, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Now, we've just got started on chapter 7, and we're getting 144,000 people who are sealed. Okay, they're sealed. They've got a thing on their forehead, a seal on their forehead. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be sealed for good and for right, and they're going to be sealed because it's the seal of God, the living God. And he says of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. And of course that makes 12,000 in every corner. And they're going to be sealed. All of these 12,000 out of each verse is going to be sealed. And they're going to then be sealed, and they won't have any more problem in this problem here with God or the ones that's representing him. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. The tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. You have 6,000 sealed here. Okay? 6,000 sealed. Okay? And then of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. And the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. And that makes 12,000 out of each tribe. And there's 12,000 in each tribe, and they are giving forth the fact that they are sealed before God and that they are not going to go anywhere. Okay? They're not going anywhere. They are going to be used of God to be used here. And so the first eight verses here gives those 12,000 people. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Isn't it interesting? I suppose it would be to you that you notice that there's just a number of people here. A numbers of them that he said you couldn't even number. And he said, you notice that he said they are white robes. They'd be given white robes. And they're also given palms in their hands. You know, God, when he does things, he does everything so perfectly and rightly and just exactly the way it ought to be done, taking time to do it just exactly the way that God wants it done. And then he says, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Let's get both of them in here. We get God the Father, and we get God the Son in here. And that's who it is. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and four beasts, and fell before the throne of their faces and worshiped God. And once again, you'll notice that in the book of Revelation, as you're going to see, we're in heaven. You're going to find God being worshiped. And he's the one that's going to be worshiped in heaven. Okay, down here you don't find that. No, you have to find him constantly trying to get people to worship God. But in heaven, it's the constant worship of God Almighty. And so their faces, and they worshiped God, verse 11 says. And saying, notice what it says in verse number 12, saying, amen. Okay, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Now notice again what it says. It says amen. Okay? Once again, so be it. So be it, you see. And he's given us those words in between the two amens, and he's given that to us so that we can hear the wording that God puts down for himself. Okay? And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? So he looks to John, and he looks to him, and he says, who are these? Who are they? Who are they? And you'll notice, and I said unto him, sir, he said, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes, and listen to this, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Isn't that neat? That is so wonderful, so neat. And he said, therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. You notice that? He's going to dwell amongst them. Boy, that's exciting. God is going to dwell with his people. Okay? That's an exciting thing. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat. I think what you got to remember is they just came out of the tribulation period. And they just was brought up out of the tribulation period, placed in this place where they are won't have to go and be with them anymore. They won't have to be in the tribulation period anymore. Okay? And of course, in the tribulation period, there was heat. There was all kinds of things that was there that shouldn't have been, but was. And so they won't have any heat on them anymore. And he says, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And God just wipes away the tears from their eyes, and they won't have any more tears to be in heaven with. And that's to me, that's exciting. So anyway, now you'll notice in verse number 1 of chapter 8, we'll go back now for a moment and look at the verses and look at chapter 7 and look at what happened in chapter 7. He gathers all of them together, brings them all together, and then he gets ready for chapter 8. He opens the last seal of chapter 8. And there you see the last opening. The last opening of chapter of the 144,000 people. And so anyway, in chapter 8, he says, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, I'm going to tell you what it is, but I'm not going to make the joke. You've probably heard it. You've heard it said. You've heard it said, well, we know there's no women in heaven. Well, we know better than that. We know better than that. This is a serious, serious thing. And he says here, and I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. This is the opening of the seven trumpets that you will find in heaven. It's really a tremendous thing. And I personally don't find much help in it. I don't find people finding good things out of that. I find only the awesome, awesome responsibility of God's people. And it's an awesome, awesome thing that you find in chapter number 8 there. And so anyway, I'm going to go back now and just kind of go back over chapter 7. And I want you to remember something. Chapter 7 is an awesome, awesome verses of Scripture. They're tremendous verses of Scripture. They're something that God wants us to take notice of. And he doesn't want us, I don't believe. And I know preachers can, you know, can laugh and have enjoyment. And I know all of that. But in chapter 7, In chapter 7, there's an awesome, awesome group of people, 144,000 people, that's going to be sealed by God Almighty in heaven to preach the gospel wherever it is that God wants them to preach it. Now, wherever that is, and God puts them in this place on the earth to preach the word of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm saying to you that 144,000 people are going to go around the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's amazing, amazing, amazing thing. And I just wanted you to take note. Just take note of what's going on in the tribulation period down here on the earth, while everything else is being done, all the things in heaven's going to be taken care of, and God's going to take care of all of that. And so he's gathering then together the 144,000 people that's going to be spread around the world and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is the last opportunity. This is it. Okay, this will be the last time that any of this will ever be proclaimed on this earth. Amen? I guess the reason I'm saying that is we better listen. We better hear. Because you see, 144,000 people is going to go around the world during this time. I don't know how much of the 7 years is going to be used. I don't think quite all of it, but regardless, there's going to be an amazing amount of people who's going to get ready to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? Will you just grab a hold of that and remember? 7 years. And I doubt probably there's that much time. It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And so anyway, that time is going to be used up by the 144,000. There's going to be a time there used up, and God is going to put 144,000 and send them out to go around the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's an amazing thing, folks. I wish we could get it all out there. I mean, I wish we could get it out there now, but it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But I wish we could get it all out there now so that everybody could hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You understand what I mean? Because we need to get the gospel out. Okay? And so he went ahead and he named the people in verse 5 and verse 6 and verse 7 and verse number 8. And there is four verses there where he names the four different groups of threes, and he's named them here, and he's going to put them out, 12,000 in each group. And so then you've got verse 5, verse 6, verse 7, verse number 8. And of course, then after this, he says, "And I held and I beheld." And he says, "And lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and they worshiped God." They worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." You see, he finishes that out with an amen. "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?" He asked him the question. What are they? Who are they? And he said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said to me, "These are they which come, that came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." So it's a marvelous, marvelous thing here that God does, okay? He's getting ready for the end time, and it's an amazing, amazing thing, okay? Now, verse number 1 of chapter number 8, "And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." You see, this is the last here. There's going to be one more set of judgments, which will be in the end of Revelation, and that'll be the vials that will be poured out upon the earth, the vials of the wrath of God. These here are the seven trumpets that's to be given out. "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees were burned up. All green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. These are drinking waters. These are waters that people will drink. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." See, that's what the woe, woe, woe was in verse number 13. So he's getting us ready now for the distributing of these angels, and the blowing of the trumpets of these angels, and he's getting us ready for that. And the fifth angel in verse 9, fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. I'm going to stop reading right there, but what I want you to realize is that in this portion of Scripture, what he is telling us is this is the ending of the ending. This is it. And what we're saying to you is, we could be done. We could be done here in just a short period of time. We could be over, complete, fully done. And it'll be all done and over with, completely and fully complete. That's the way it'll be. And you know what? That's a period of 7 years. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? We could, if Jesus would come today, if Jesus Christ would come today, you know what? Within the next 7 years, some of the most horrible things that's ever going to take place on this earth is going to take place right here. Right here on this earth is going to take place. So I'm saying to you that it would be a great and wonderful thing if we got as many people saved as we could get saved while all of this is going on. We need to get people saved. See, we need to get them saved. Amen? And so anyway, In verse number 4, I told you I wasn't going to read, but it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. And so here we find that they're not going to hurt any of them, not whatsoever. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion, which he when he striketh a man. So again, I'm just going to call it quits for today. It's time to call it quits, and I'm going to do that. Put this behind us, and Lord willing, we'll do it again next week. Father, I thank you again today for your grace and for your goodness and for your kindness. Thank you for who you are. You're the good, the proper, you're the right and proper God. And thank you for who you are. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.